And the Prescription Shop, proud supporters of Community Speaks. Community Speaks every Monday through Friday at 10:05. And joining me this morning is Buffalo Chief of Police Jason Carter. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Brady. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. And, you know, we've got an action-packed weekend here in Buffalo.
We have an eventful weekend for Christmas coming up.
Absolutely. Before we get into those events, let's talk about the Blue Santa. What's the Blue Santa program?
Blue Santa, our police department is doing it now going on 8 years. It's a program that I feel deeply rooted in. It's for helping families that are having down in hard times. They're not getting assistance from the state or from the local people here. We reach out to them, help them have a good Christmas. We started, like I said, 8 years ago. We live, like you know, in a community. Helps out a lot. It's kind of, for me, paying it forward. When I was sick with leukemia a long time ago, we were given gifts, presents like that from our doctors in our local community. So when I took over chief, I felt deeply rooted in paying it forward. And my officers this year doing it again are Erica McCarter, my dispatcher, then Brian McCarter, her husband, do it. And they do such an unbelievable job with it. Because it takes a lot of time, a lot of passion, and get it organized, talk with the communities in town, do a letter. They're going to come to City Council next Tuesday, present it to City Council again, let them know what we're doing. But it's trying to help people for the right reason. And the way we've done it for the last 8 years makes me so proud of one of the better things I've done in the department with our group.
And how do you go about finding the families and the kids in need?
We reach out to the schools. We reach out to local communities. We relied on the counselors, on Jen Skaggs at the middle school, and other people in town we talk with. Then they send us people that are down in hard times, out of a job, but they don't want to ask for help. The condition is we help them. No one else knows who it is. There are no strings attached. My little caveat to it is we do it all in wrapped blue Christmas paper because of Blue Santa. We deliver it, and no strings attached. Make sure they're uplifted for the holidays.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm very, very proud of that. And it's a lot of work, like I said.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned, you know, that the people around here are so giving because, you know, the Chamber also does the Johnson County Care and Share program, which is very similar. We actually have an angel tree here at the station. And just for people to know, if you see those angel trees out and you see the tags on them, if you grab one of those tags, they'll have a couple small gifts on them. And if you pick those up, turn in the tag and the gifts to the Chamber. And it's the same sort of thing. It helps out local kids right here in Johnson County.
It does. We go around passing out a letter for the department. It's also on a Facebook page. The officers have gone around the community, handing out the letters. If people are interested, please call and ask or look on our Facebook page. A lot of people now are calling and say, hey, pick up your money, please, or how can we help you? Or they're dropping off at the office to Carol.
Call that says pick up your money isn't always a bad call.
It's not a bad thing. People get so vested in trying to help out for a good reason. Because, of course, people are helping. We make sure we vet them really well. We don't deal with them, no problems with like that with the community. And that's a nice thing when you're able to do that. It makes you feel pretty good. And not always doing, you know, good and bad stuff, but this is something very, very, very positive.
Yeah, I would imagine in the police field, you deal with a lot of negative on a daily basis. And so when you can do these types of things, it's got to, like you said, feel pretty good.
It is. Because a lot of times it is a lot of negatives because people don't want to see us usually because we're there to break up a problem, to assist with something that's a traumatic event they're dealing with at the time. Blue Santa is something where it's positive to assist somebody down on their times.
And not only, you know, you help out that person, but on the other side of it, it also shows, you know, positive light towards the police department. Because a lot of times people have a negative light towards police for whatever reason, most of it unfounded. But,
correct.
You know, this just kind of helps you get out there as, hey, look what the police department's doing. They're doing great things here on the holiday season.
It's not only what the police department does, but it's in conjunction with our community. Tying that bridge together is huge, all under the Blue Santa theme. Like a couple years ago, we did random traffic stops in town where we stopped people, where we had gift cards from local businesses, stopped them, tell them, have a Merry Christmas.
That's great.
We got them from all businesses in town. That was so much fun. Then the businesses got that support from that.
How do those people respond? Because, you know, you get pulled over, you're thinking, man, what was I doing? What, am I going to get a ticket? And then all of a sudden, they get a gift card.
They were in shock because it was called a random act of kindness. And we did that. And it's such a positive thing to do on Christmas Eve where you don't realize some people are down in hard times. And you give it to them, they look at you, they're in shock a little bit, then some start crying, and it's like, you have a good day. Pass it forward.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, here's a question. When you're doing that, do you wait to find someone who you have a legitimate reason to pull over, or do you just randomly pull people over?
Randomly pull them over.
Okay.
When we're doing that, it's going to be obviously in a safe condition, but we're finding people that, of course, like using a good turn signal or something. We stop and give it to them. We're there with them like for 3 seconds. Then one year we also did sleds. Passed out to people with kids with sleds. And that was a huge success.
Yeah, that's great.
With that.
I'll take a sled.
Always
fun, isn't it?
Well, it is. And that's what's neat about Eric and Brian McCarter doing this for me is they take it as their own project and they just ran with it. And that's what I'm so proud of that part there.
Well, and speaking of sleds, you know, over by the pool where they had the big hill.
Oh, high school here.
Yeah, they'll shut down that, you know, you guys close off that little piece of road so kids can sled down and not worry about getting hit by cars. That's a great spot.
That is an awesome spot. And it's secure in town. It's fun. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And it's not such a big hill that by the time you get to the bottom, you're like, do I really want to walk back
up? I know, correct? Or some parents just driving back and forth around.
I guess that works, too.
It does.
And so that's with Blue Santa. Now, with the gifts for Blue Santa, do you guys buy all those or do you get donations from the community?
We get both. A lot of times, like 95%, we buy the gifts, as of Eric and Brian do. Because they sit down with the family, see what they need. Then we assist with families that way.
Okay.
So,
and are you accepting donations currently for this?
We are. Okay. We are accepting donations. We started handing out letters last week. So we'll be accepting donations up till Blue Santa.
Okay, and what day is it that you distribute the gifts?
It's hard to say.
Okay.
It depends on when we get the families. Last year, I might be off a little bit. I think we helped either 3 or 4 families last year.
Wow.
Then also on our Facebook page, it also shows you in the bottom an email address for Blue Santa at Buffalo PD. So that's open there too. People have questions, and that goes to Eric and Brian McCarter, the ones doing the project for me.
Excellent.
But we get a lot of people in town helping with that. So it's just, I say thank you to the community.
A feel-good project.
It's awesome.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
And, you know, this weekend is a very busy weekend here in Buffalo. And you know, they wait until the weekend after Thanksgiving. And then they do, you know, Friday night we'll have the fireworks display.
Correct. Friday night will be, like we said earlier, darkish. Be down at Brzezinski Park. We'll have officers there for that event. Make sure everything's safe. Basically, we'll keep everybody off the field like that. But it's really a good event held with very minimal issues.
Yeah.
So,
and it's always cool to see fireworks sometime other than 4th of July.
It is. Then the city fire crew there. But like you said, it'll be Friday night snowing. So it'll be kind of like a magical winter time.
Right.
So right. We'll see.
It could look pretty neat if we have a light snow and the fireworks going off. It would be a great mix.
But please remember, too, that before the fireworks and after the fireworks, it's going to be congested in town. So if you're going somewhere for a meeting or something, plan ahead.
Yeah.
Or be patient.
Well, in Saturday, I'm going to turn around and take a look at my list for a second here. There is a lot happening on Saturday. They've got the Learning Tree Christmas Holiday Expo going on at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. They'll also have photos with Santa at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center. And then, of course, we've got the 3-2-1 sales starting at 6 a.m. at participating businesses. You save 30% off in-store at 7 a.m. 20% in the 8 a.m. hour, 10%. And then the Holiday Shopping Expo going on. We've got the Surprise You Sale at St. Luke's Episcopal Church. The 10th Annual Gingerbread Workshop going on. Also have the Lighted Christmas Parade that night. So just in the chili feed right before the parade there at Crazy Woman Square. Just an action-packed day on Saturday.
It is a fun day, it sounds like. I mean, like you said, he starts for us in the morning. People will be lining up downtown at 5 o'clock going to the sales.
The early bird sale. They call it that for a reason.
They do. And it's, you know, all over town's like that.
Yeah.
Then throughout the day, it's going to be busy with people. So, of course, on Saturday night's a parade. We'll be shutting that down about 6:15. And then please come out downtown and enjoy the parade.
Is the parade at 6 or 6:30?
6 o'clock.
Okay. I may have said 6:30 earlier, so if I said that, people, forget about that. It's 6 o'clock. It's you six, show up at 6:30, you probably missed it.
Yeah. Be there. That's the time we're told at least to be there. It is going to be at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Then it's going to come down, of course, Main Street, up 4th Street, back down Burt. So, like we said earlier, pack warm for both those nights because, of course, the Christmas parade always gets chilly.
Yeah, and I think we're supposed to be in the mid to lower 20s at that point, so it shouldn't be terrible. Yeah. We're supposed to get a little bit of snowfall Friday night, a little bit on Saturday as well. But, you know, that'll kind of make it feel a little more Christmassy.
Yep. The one last thing I didn't mention earlier, of course, with after that, it's going to be Christmas, the New Year's. If you go out celebrating with your friends and family, please get a designated driver. Please do that. It helps us out. It helps you out during the Christmas season. Yeah.
And if anyone needs a DD, I'm available for rent. You can just pay me some money. I'll drive you anywhere you want to go.
That is awesome. I like it.
And yeah, you're right. You know, especially New Year's. Christmas, you know, people celebrate with the family, might have a few. But New Year's Eve especially, you know.
New Year's Eve is a lot.
That's a holiday known for, you know, over consumption.
It is. Please designate a driver. Or find a way to get home without driving.
Because it can be a fun night, but if you don't plan ahead to have a DD and get home safely and have a sober driver, whether it's a cab or Uber, if they have Uber around here, I don't really know if we have any Uber drivers, but...
I don't know. It's a lot better if you don't see us on New Year's Eve. That's right. My goal with that.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You don't want to see the boys in blue on New Year's Eve because it probably means something bad is happening.
So please... Plan ahead.
Yeah, plan ahead, because it's not only, you know, the trouble that someone gets in if they get a DUI, but that's like the best thing that can happen if you drive drunk.
Correct.
Because other than that, I mean, you know, there's fatalities. And
that's what worries me is going to be, unfortunately, someone's getting hurt in an accident, someone's going to get killed in an accident. That's the hard part to deal with.
Absolutely.
And I want to avoid that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want the holidays to be fun and full of positivity, not negativity.
I agree.
Talking with Buffalo Chief of Police Jason Carter, got all the weekend activities happening, and of course he was telling us about their Blue Santa program as well. Jason, thank you so much for taking
the
time.
Thank you so much, Brady. Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep those dials tuned, KBBS.